Bad pieces of advice on how to find a guy. From the 1958 issue of women's magazine McCall's.
I'm ready.
Was that a real magazine?
It was.
Get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store. How is that bad advice?
Brilliant. No, actually, that's brilliant advice. You got to go where the men are. That's
exactly.
Where they are. They're in a fishing store.
Right. Get lost in a football game. They said that's bad. Don't take a job at a company run mostly by women. Was there any in 1958?
I doubt it. It's like good luck finding the one company run by women.
Right.
It's like good housekeeping, and that was about it.
Learn to paint, then set up an easel outside an engineering school. What?
That's funny. Can you imagine if you stood there and been like, hey, hang on a minute. Do you want to pose? Because they didn't have selfies back then. That was a selfie.
Do not read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Well, actually, that's pretty good advice because... he's sad. You could be the rebound, and maybe he's got money.
I just love that was the Plenty of Fish of 1958.
That's right.
Was the obituaries. look, he was 56. His wife must have been about 55. You know, maybe I could.
I'm 32. He's going to love me.
Yeah. Wear a Band-Aid. People always ask what happened.
Who the heck is going to ask you what happened if you go? I mean, it depends where your Band-Aid is. If it's on your finger, nobody's asking. If you put that Band-Aid, the bad boy, just right across your forehead, okay.
Mm-hmm. Stand in a corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he's going to come over and find out what's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Men love women who cry in public. Yeah, crying in public men love that.
If I see a woman crying in public, I'm walking on the other side of the street.
Exactly.
And walking very fast. No.
You're getting as far away from her as possible.
And number 8, get a sunburn.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
What is getting a, do they mean a suntan? Like get a suntan so you look healthy? Or do they mean get a sunburn so you can walk over and be like, could you rub some aloe on me?
And cry softly in a corner.
Cry softly as he rubs aloe on you. What's the worst dating advice someone ever gave you?
It probably had to be something that you told me.
I didn't know you back then.
I don't know. It's probably some advice that we got off this stupid show. I can't remember. I don't know. How about you?
The worst dating advice is when I'd broken up with Sean Lee, my husband, and before I started dating Joe, people were like, oh, you should definitely get online and, you know, just totally lie in your profile. Just go get on there and just make up, like, you know, find a picture from a long time ago and just totally lie on your profile because that'll attract a guy. But then when he meets you, you'll be so great that he'll be like, okay, I don't care that you lied. It's like, who? I don't want that guy. Like, the guy that is okay with me lying on my profile, I don't want that guy.
Mm-hmm. You want that guy for a night, but you don't want to date that guy for a long time.
I guess that's what they meant. Maybe like for Tinder. I guess, you know, you can go on Tinder and you can be anybody and say anything. You can use a fake name, a fake job.
Right.
You know, if you're looking just to get laid, you don't have to do anything. Just be a woman. Just be a woman and walk out of your house.
Be a woman. Take a photo with a dog. That's all you need.
Yeah. Just be a woman and just get off the couch. Just get off the couch and go somewhere. There'll be a guy that wants to have sex with you. It's very easy.
One thing I wish I would have known earlier in life is to treat women bad.
What?
And hear me out. This is what I tell my kids.
Okay.
All right. If you really like a girl, treat her like crap.
Okay.
Because... if I think back to all the women I was nice to and, you know, opened the door, bought them flowers and all that, they dropped me in 10 minutes.
Right.
The women I treated like crap, it dated their sister.
And their best friend.
And I showed up three days late to pick them up. And I acted like I didn't really even care and I was the bad guy. You cannot get rid of those women today. They still try to chase you down.
Wow.
Yeah. So the worse you treat a woman, they love that bad guy thing. How many women do you hear, I always end up with the same guy?
No, but those are unhealthy relationships. Women say that because they don't want to do that again.
But they do. They always go back to it.
No, no woman ends up with that guy.
They
no woman
does. To, because half the guys in the world are like that. Somebody's married to them.
No, what happens is those guys eventually meet a woman that they don't want to treat like that, and that's the one they end up with. Or they end up with a woman that treats them worse.
No, I think you can go the rest of your life treating a woman like crap, and you'll never get rid of her.
Right. Those are called unhealthy relationships. That's something wrong with you people. That's not okay. You're finding women that are damaged, and you're damaging them further. That's so mean. Why would you do that?
Every time I treat a woman good, they leave you. For your friend, who's a bad guy. No, then they leave you for a guy like, you know.
A worse guy.
A worse guy.
Like a criminal.
Right. I mean, Sean Lee couldn't have been nicer to you.
Yeah, but I didn't dump him because he was nice. Or maybe I did. Maybe he was nice. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. So
now that I think about it, my boyfriend does have that rough side.
Right.
Yeah. He and I the other day were saying, like, if anything happened to either one of us, there's no neighbor that would be like, oh, I can't imagine why he would do that. He was the nicest guy. Like, nobody would say that. They'd be like, oh, well, yeah, I could totally see him murdering her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We've said to our friends, like, if you heard that Joe murdered me, would that surprise you? They'd be like, nope, would not surprise me at all.
And if I heard that you murdered Joe, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wouldn't surprise you at all.
But how many times have I treated you like crap? How many times have I called you an old bag?
Every day. This is the extent of our whole relationship, but I'm still here.
In public. I've called you the worst things in front of other people. And where are you the next day? Right next to me.
I'm right next to you. And the worst was, you and I had a car accident, and I had two broken ribs.
Yep.
And I had my hand over my stomach, over my ribs, because I was in excruciating pain. And you were inside the car. They had to take you out with the jaws of life. And you were like completely silent because you were completely like in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, why are you holding your stomach like that?
And he goes, are you pregnant? And I said, no, she's just fat.
That was the only thing you said. You were like, you were locked in a car, had to be taken out with the jaws of life, but yet you still got to dig in. You still were able to get your dig in. Are you pregnant? No, she's just fat.
And you know what?
Coming from the car, they have the jaws of life, and you have the one thing that you said the entire morning was a dig at me.
And 11 years, you're still here.
I'm still here.
Prove my point.
You are right.
True. Act like you don't care.
Yeah, it's good advice. Now, you know what? You flip me. It's good advice.
Yeah.